The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Or you can text 51551. Now, as I was saying, when Maria Bailey released her statement in reaction to being taken off Fine Gael's election ticket last night, there was a lot of talk on social media about the fact that she used the Comic Sans font. But what's wrong with using that font? Seemingly, you're not supposed to use it on a CV. And seemingly, people don't take you seriously if you use Comic Sans as a font. Well, we did a bit of research and it turns out that October last month, We did a research, we found out that last month marked its 25th anniversary. And on the line from the south of France, we have Vincent Conair. How are you doing, Vincent?
Hi, is this Ray?
Yeah, it's been a long week,
how
Vincent. Sorry, I'm a bit tired. How are you?
Okay.
Happy anniversary Comic Sans. Now, before we get into whether you should use it or not use it, just give us a little bit of history about the font.
Well, Comic Sans I made when I worked at Microsoft in Seattle in America. One day, a program manager came in my office with a CD that was called Utopia. That was its code name for a program that became Microsoft Bob. And they wanted to know what we thought of the program and the font usage in the program. When I loaded it up, all I saw was a yellow dog talking in Times New Roman, which is a system font, a text font. And everything else was drawn like a cartoon. And I said, that doesn't make sense. So I wrote to them, said it should be cartoon-like, or, you know, you should have a font like that. And they said, well, show us what you mean. And then I came up with Comic Sans.
So was it targeted towards children, Vincent?
Yeah, at the time, we were building, everything we were doing at Microsoft was gearing up for August of 1995, which was the shipping of Windows 95. And this was the biggest software release from Microsoft and probably from any company at that time.
Yeah. So it was inspired by... It's inspired by a comic, as you said. So just Comic Sans, just explain where the sans come from.
Well, it's a sans in a typeface name generally means it doesn't have serifs. And serifs are those little feet that you see on letters.
Uh-huh.
It's the little extensions. And a sans serifs doesn't have serifs. So it's straight.
It's a more straightforward font.
Yes. And it's considered more modern.
Right.
In an artistic sense.
Now, you've obviously, over the 25 years, been following the progress of Comic Sans and people's reaction to it. And people seem to feel very strongly about it.
Oh, sure. I say it's like Marmite. You know, if you like Marmite, I don't like Marmite. I lived in England for 20 years. I never ate Marmite, but some people love it.
And similarly with Comic Sans, some people love it,
and some people. And it's also like music. Some people like certain types of music. Other people hate that type of music.
A lot of the talk, and there's been talk in America. There's been talk about politicians in England about Brexit, and now, most recently, overnight, about our politician here. People say that it shouldn't be used for anything that's serious.
No, I don't think it should. And I think in America, they had laws that lawyers are supposed to write in certain typefaces. One of them was Courier for years in America. You had to, anything written in anything else would get thrown out of court. But now they have a looser rule on it. So Donald Trump's ex-lawyer wrote a letter to the American, I think it was the House of Representatives, in Comic Sans, and he said he always uses Comic Sans.
Dowd, yeah.
I think it's rude.
Sarah Heinemann wrote a book called Why Fonts Matter.
Mm-hmm.
And we got on to her and asked her about Comic Sans. And she says, this is interesting, she says, I've heard of a political tactic to use design elements likely to provoke reaction, such as Comic Sans, simply because lots of people will retweet them, as this creates noise and traffic, which is important for social media metrics. The Brexit cast presenters talked about this on their show earlier this week, she said, describing it as a tactic of using SH1T design. So there. So she, her read of the situation is that people do it to get noticed.
Well, I think if people are smart, so if somebody does it, like the British Conservatives used Comic Sans knowingly They said they were trying to get the reaction. So I don't think it gets as much a reaction. But if you do like Maria Bailey did, which is write a letter, and she obviously uses it normally. So that's a bit more shocking, even though it's completely the wrong way to use it. But to use a typeface like Comic Sans in formal writing shows you don't know how to set letters.
Right. The other thing is, which is a positive about Comic Sans, is that it's recommended by dyslexic organizations. So dyslexia.ie recommends the use of Comic Sans.
Well, that's a good side benefit. Obviously, I didn't know any of this when I designed it.
And I was just looking there, irishjobs.ie, on their advice when you're doing a CV. Some fonts are better than others in CV writing. Here are five fonts to avoid. And guess what? Comic Sans is there. Yes.
Yeah, it should. But then I'm sure there's one job. If you used it, you'd get the job.
Exactly. Yes, yes. Of course you would. If you were applying to be an animator.
Yeah, and I used it once. And I used it when I was complaining about broadband service. I wrote a letter in Comic Sans and I did get the refund.
It would be noticed, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. What's your story? I believe you you designed the logo for Ministry of Sound.
Yeah, I was working in London for quite a while, and I think it was 2002 or so. There was a rebranding or redesign of the logo for the Ministry of Sound. They used to use Times, actually Times Roman, which is similar, you know, it's like Times New Roman. Mm. And I designed something based on the graphic that they showed us. And they used it for a good decade, and I think they recently just redesigned it again.
Uh-huh. They're commenting here on text. Comic Sans is a font I use for my teaching notes and PowerPoint presentations. Students, especially dyslexic students, like it, says Anne Tully in Longford. And Comic Sans walked into a bar. Barman says, get out, we don't serve your type here. Yes, yeah. And a lot of people are pointing out that a Comic Sans font, most suitable font for those who have dyslexia. Hashtag inclusion. What else is saying there? The guy who created Comic Sans is on Ray Darcy in a few minutes. Didn't think people in witness protection gave interviews. But there we go.
Well, I think everybody should write letters in Courier, because when I went to school, you had to type your reports on a typewriter. You couldn't handwrite it. You couldn't use anything else. So you had to use a typewriter font. Yeah. So I think there should be a new rule. Everything has to be written in Courier.
How many fonts are there in the world?
Oh, God. There's probably, I don't know.
Are we talking thousands?
More than 10,000, 100,000.
Right, okay, right.
Million. Yeah. Nowadays, it's so easy to do with your own computer that...
You can create your own font, can you?
A person can set up a type foundry in the bedroom.
Right, there you go.
When I started, you had to work for a big company. I worked in Massachusetts near Boston, and we had proprietary type for our machines. And nowadays, that just doesn't exist.
It's been a real pleasure to talk to you, Vincent.
Yeah.
And I believe there's an Irish connection as well, is there?
Yes, I just recently, since you were talking about Brexit, I just got an Irish passport because my grandfather's was from Galway. And since I had a British passport, so I'm now, we call them, Brirish, I think you call it.
Yeah, Brirish. And I suppose more importantly, you're European. You will continue to be.
That's what I say. Yes. I'm a European.
European.
I'm still European.
With an American accent, right?
Yeah.
Vincent Conair, have a good weekend. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you. Have a good weekend yourself.
Bye now. Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.